Welcome to the first episode of Tales from the Rig, where you and I are going to both find out at the same time what we're talking about today.
I think everyone will be very entertained with this one.
So do you in fact know what we are talking about today?
I do, yes. Okay. So I had the first episode planned out months ago, and then in true Courtney fashion, about 2 days ago, I completely switched it because I figured if we're really going to do this right, we really need the listeners to know what they're getting into with us. Like, if they really want to know what life with Bethencourt is like, I think this is a really good one to kick it off.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I guess. The premise of the show is that Courtney is going to show me pictures and or clues of a story from our time on the road together. And I'm going to have to guess what story we're talking about. And then we are going to dive into the story, tell it together, and go from there.
So you look nervous.
I
look
uncomfortable. I don't know what we're talking about.
All right. So the first tale, I have compiled an album on my phone. So for those of you that are not watching and you're just listening, we will describe what we're looking at. And for those of you watching, we're going to show the visuals. So picture one slash clue one.
Okay.
Does this bring back any memories to you?
Yes. There's a very delicious sandwich.
Okay.
At this cafe.
So Beth is sitting in a cafe. For those of you listening, she has her hand on a very large jug of orange juice, which we will explain why this is very funny slash problematic in a little bit. And in the right hand corner, she's looking, there's maps like we're exploring somewhere. So do you remember where this took place, or should
I'll never forget. It's Savannah, Georgia. Yeah, where we're cheersing orange juice.
Savannah, Georgia. Yes, I put in more pictures.
Oh, yeah,
Savannah.
No, I don't need any more reminders.
And for the grand finale of the clue, could you please describe what you're looking at?
Oh, man, this is like an iced frappa mocha chino whipped cream mountain with extra chocolate drizzled on top from Starbucks.
Yeah.
So shall I tell them now?
Yes.
What's happening?
The last clue. So I've decided that we're going to make this really fun for those of you that follow our Instagram. And every week I'm going to have like a little fill in the blank of what the title of the tale from the rig is called.
Like Hangman.
Yes. So the clue is a Georgia peach and then the poop emoji. So can you fill in what this is called?
I don't know what you named it, but peach poop will never not mean something to me.
I have named the first tale from the rig Savannah Shits. And
that
with that,
okay,
let's set
right.
the stage.
Okay,
well, let's set the scene.
I love that this is your first introduction of me to the audience, so thank you for that. All right, so big picture, I'll set this up for you. At the time, this was about a year into
2021.
It was 2021. It was a year into our travels on the road. We went to Savannah. Savannah is one of my grandma's favorite cities. And we were like, oh my gosh, we should make a video here. And we did. And in the video, it looks like an incredible time. And it kind of was. So at this time, Courtney and I both had an undiagnosed autoimmune condition. Now, this is wild, and I know when we first got our diagnosis earlier this year in June, everyone was like, oh my gosh, you both have it. That it must be something environmental. That's so weird that you guys have the same autoimmune condition. But here's the thing, it's genetic, and
We're not siblings. Just to put that out there, our diagnosis will actually be a whole separate Tales from the Rig. Like once we get some stories into these, because so everyone who hears about it, they have so many questions.
Right.
And that's a whole story in itself. So
totally.
Just know for the time being.
Put a pin in that.
Know that the condition is made worse by ingesting certain beverages and foods, but we did not know this at this time.
Right. So at the time, we hadn't had a diagnosis, and we weren't entirely sure what was making our bodies react in the weird ways it did. So we both have the same autoimmune condition, but our bodies present very differently. The way that my body presents is explosive and violent exporting of whatever it doesn't want. Like, everything on my inside wants to be on my outside, to quote Brian Regan.
It seems like everything on my inside wants to be on my outside.
It really, it's just hellfire rains down on me. Like, there's, once it starts, there's no stopping it. So things that make this condition worse, or make me flare up in particular: orange juice, coffee, chocolate, dairy, heat. So weather can trigger it.
It was very hot that day as well.
It was like 90 degrees.
And so, we had masks because it was still COVID.
Yes. Like, and and obviously things like, I mean, fried foods not in particular, but like, we had like a good Southern home cooking meal at the cafe. Like,
okay.
It was like,
yes,
fried
because
chicken.
We are foodies. Like, part of what we love about traveling is we love to try the different foods. We love to like get a good big meal. And again, without knowledge of what we were doing to our bodies at the time,
we thought orange juice was like,
oh
a
my
good
god,
way to start our day.
And I couldn't tell you the name of the restaurant to save my life, but it was this really cute little
Very
breakfast
cute.
Nook. Biscuits, gravy, eggs, bacon, like,
you were greeted with darlin.
Yeah,
was very
the
Southern.
Little orange, yeah. What are they called? Carafes.
Yeah.
Yeah, carafes, not little. It was a lot of orange
juice. It was
juice.
A lot of orange
so
juice.
So the meal itself, to be clear.
Very good.
Lovely.
Delicious.
And we went big because we were like, oh, we're going to be walking around all day. Let's just,
let's just
load up.
Let's get some nutrition
carb
in our
load.
Body. Yeah, for sure. So we eat this big meal, Southern cooking. I literally forgot about this part of it. We eat that. We drink it with orange juice.
Cheers.
Cheers. We walk out after that into the 90 degree weather.
It was brutal. It was hot.
And the goal of the day, it was my grandma's birthday. So the goal of the day was to go find all of the places that grandma knew that she loved. I had texted her and I was like, hey, give us, the hit list of places that you thought were really cool in Savannah. We'll go, we'll film ourselves there. We'll make a video so that, you know, she can, without having to travel, she can see Savannah again in current day.
Which points for us, because that
is very adorable.
So
very
adorable.
Very
like,
cute.
Go us. Yeah.
So we go about exploring. There's like 16 squares in Savannah and we're like, oh, let's hit all of them. And so we're going to these squares. We went to the market. We went to this little retro antique shop.
And squares are park areas almost. Like when you look at the map, there's a bunch of different squares and each one's like a little plaza with like a fountain, flowers, very beautiful. Very, very
now,
serene.
Now, also, let us mention that it is 2021, but it's in March. So we are
a year
into the pandemic. So a lot of places are open. We're still masking, but like all amenities are not open, right? It's kind of just like stores and shops are coming
back
to life.
And Savannah is a tourist town.
For sure.
So there were, I think there were a lot of people. It probably wasn't as many like pre-COVID, but there were still like a lot of people everywhere. A
lot of people. And it's also a very old city.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of brick alleyways and in roads and, you know, it's not a modern city where, you know, all things have been thought out carefully with intention when designing the city. It's old.
It's
a port city.
Old.
So it's hot. We've been walking around. We had this big meal full of
allergens.
Basically poison bombs for us.
Yeah.
And then I was like, hey, since we're on vacation and we're, you know, doing this fun day in the city, let's grab a coffee.
Okay. So hold on. There's two pieces to that. So one, it was so, so hot. We needed water and we knew we needed water. We had just finished walking around a cemetery. I remember that. And so we're like, let's go into a coffee shop and get water. And because we had pumped our bodies full of things we shouldn't have had, one of the side effects is you get very fatigued and very lethargic. Heat triggers it, makes it worse. So we were like, we had one day to explore the city. That's also important to note because we were passing through. So we were working during the week and we had one day on the weekend to explore. So we packed as much in as we could. So we went in to get water, got some air conditioning. Then we were like, well, let's just get a coffee because we're very tired.
Get that energy. Get that
caffeine. Get that energy.
Yeah.
Because we still have a lot of exploring to do. So that's where this started to.
And so coffee is also a trigger.
Big trigger. And not this coffee, though. I'm drinking
coffee,
but Purity Coffee is safe for MCAS.
Purity Coffee.
Code below. Okay, continue.
So I get, and I also don't like the taste of coffee, so I usually try to mask it pretty heavily. So
with
I,
sugar?
Yeah, so I got a frozen, I don't even know what they're called, frozen frappuccino.
It's a mocha. It's like whatever frozen your mom gets from Starbucks. We should have consulted her.
I think it's a frozen
mocha frappuccino.
Or maybe I don't have to say frozen. Anyway, it's chocolate, right? It's coffee with chocolate syrup. And
three pumps,
which I do usually get like only half the chocolate, and then I get oat milk or coconut milk so that we're not adding the dairy in. But then I forgot they add whipped cream
sprinkles
came on it,
like chocolate on top, and then
chocolate drizzled on top. So like,
my stomach literally just did a somersault.
Pure poison
about
for
it.
Me. And I was totally, I did not know this at all at the time. So I was just like, unknowingly, I start sipping on this. We're like, let's take pictures. Let's film the intro to our video, whatever. And all of a sudden, that flip in your stomach, it literally feels like pins and needles. Like I can feel pins and needles, and then it just like flips. And
I don't
like,
get pins and needles, but I know the like flip sensation. Yeah.
So I said to Court, oh no. My body's about to do that thing again, and I really need it to not. And I tried to play it cool. We were sitting in this really pretty square with flowers.
Yes, we were in the last square. We were drinking our coffee. So we were trying to assess, because we had no clue where a bathroom was, and a lot of the bathrooms were shut down because of COVID.
Well, and so I get on my phone immediately, and I was like, Apple has to have something in Maps, or Google has to have something in Maps if you search just like public bathroom. Like I absolutely, because a lot of the shops also were not letting tourists come in and use the bathroom. They're for patrons only, whatever, which we easily could have bought something, but my brain just like went completely wires crossed.
It was still very crowded. Like there were still a lot of people because it's a tourist city. People had been in lockdown for a year. So literally, one, it was like you had to be a buying customer. But I remember when we were walking down that main strip to the waterfront, there were too many people, like even to get into the store to be able to buy something, like the urgency of the time,
also,
what was happening did not align with the option.
Also, I mean, we are getting very personal with each other right now. So let's just say it. I will never poop in public.
I
am not a public pooper. So that in combination with like, this is not going to be a good time.
You're not in your home.
I was like, I am not doing this in front of strangers. So I search, and it tells us that there's a public bathroom in one of the parking decks nearby. So I was like, oh my God, yes, I will take that one. So I am at this point fast walking, light jogging. Because I was jogging because I was like, things are going to go south real quick. We get there and the bathroom is not open. It's locked. At that moment, I said, babe, I don't know what to do. I might have to shit in an alley. Like, I don't know what to do. Like, this is going to happen whether I participate or not. So, like, I would have rather the earth swallowed me up at that moment. Like, so we just took a gamble. And we were like, let's go back to the visitor center. We had used the bathroom there once already. And we were like, let's go. The problem was they were going to close, which is why we had a time limit. So we are booking it back to this visitor center. Also, because it was COVID, they were only letting two people in the bathroom at the time.
And there was a line out the door.
And I was like, sir,
hold on.
You and I both want me in there right now. I promise you.
Time out. Let's go back to the alley. So I think this is very therapeutic. I think it's great for us to talk about like our deepest fears and insecurities.
I'm
in
glad
this moment.
You feel that way.
Yes.
Thank you for making that choice for me, too.
Like, imagine this. Maybe some of you have already been in
maybe
this position.
Maybe some of you have shit in an alley.
Maybe,
we don't know.
And no judgment. Like, honestly,
we know
no
you probably
judgment.
Had to.
But I bet there are people who don't like to poop in public. I know there is that demographic
someone
out there.
Please tell me I'm not alone.
You're
because
not
now
alone.
This is out there for the whole world.
You're not alone. So, like, just put yourself in Beth's shoes to go from, I don't want to poop in public. I will do everything I can not to poop in public. Within a matter of seconds, going from that to which alley can I take a shit in?
And what do I do after?
Do you call the police? Or do you like...
Sir, there's been a murder. I murdered that alley.
I mean, do you clean it up?
Well, my soul would want to, because A, I would die of embarrassment, but also B, that's not fair that anyone would have to clean that up. But what am I supposed, if I had better options or a way to clean this, I was going to say clean this shit, literally, then I would have done it. So anyway, we get to the visitor center. I am like, I need to be in there. I go in.
Did you go up to the front of the line or did you wait?
There wasn't a line at that time. We had gotten there the first time there
the
was a long line.
The first time there was
a line. The first
line.
Time there's yes. a long line. Yep. And I was You're like, right. that's why I tried to stop at the parking deck, because I was like, I literally won't make it in a line like mm-hmm. that. And, you know, when you're pushing a 4-year-old who has to pee out of the way and you're like, no, I need the bathroom more. It's not a good look. So anyway, I was like, I don't want to have to deal with a line, whatever. Fortunately, when we got up there, there was no line, because it was near the end of the day. People had started going home.
And they were closing.
They were closing very soon. I go in. I was in there so long that the guy was like, he said to Court, because she wasn't allowed to come in with me because it was two people at a time. And he said to Court, you might need to check on her. She's been in there a while.
No, I think I asked. I think I said, I know I'm not supposed to go in. Would it be okay if I go check on her? Like, she's been in there a long time. And he was like, yeah, that's probably a good idea. And I came in and I remember I was like, baby. And you were like, babe. It was so bad.
It was so bad. And it was like the kind where my stomach just kept like
constricting.
It kept trying to like push whatever I had done to it out. Aww. And I remember talking to my body and saying, I'm so sorry, but I have nothing left to give.
Can we
please be done with this? So and I was like, I need to go, because I can't face this city anymore. And then so we got in the truck, and it was like a 30-minute drive back to our campground, and it started again.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, how many more exits?
Yeah.
So I was down for the count for quite a while, but all in all, I'm pretty impressed I didn't shit in an alley, and very thankful that this story only went so far as me having to consider it.
Yeah, I'm not sure we could have gone through with making this an episode had it crossed the threshold. And now we know.
I think that might be illegal had it crossed
the threshold. Yeah, we might have had to censor, or we might have been canceled. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because now we know, and we'll talk about this in a later episode, but you have to take a certain protocol to stop like that contracting need to get it out to calm
mostly
down.
Benadryl.
Yes, we didn't know at the time, so now when we're out and about, if that happens, we're like, okay, take Benadryl, take this, take that, but we had nothing. And then to have a 30-minute drive back, I remember I had to like turn on a playlist and sing loudly to distract you.
For those of you who know Sharky is filled with Benadryl, medicine, Dramamine, electrolytes,
all of the
aspirin
things. I just had a flashback. Was this also the city where they had the very specific pick up your dog's poop signs, or you get fined
that
like
was Charleston.
$1,200 and 56
cents? Yeah,
that
was Charleston. Thank goodness.
What do you think the fine would have been had that situation crossed over into the alley?
Probably my soul. They would have just been like, ma'am.
You'd be like, listen, I don't need to pay because I'm already dying of embarrassment. So
the devil has already taken my soul and I have shit in your alley. I'm so sorry, but I need to leave now.
Yeah. So next time you're looking at pretty pictures of us on Instagram, just know
just
that
remember,
sometimes
things aren't so pretty.
Sometimes things aren't so pretty.
Welp. Hopefully that was worth the wait and everything you wanted it to be. If you don't already follow us on all platforms, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, we're at Life with Beth and Court, also lifewithbethandcourt.com for blogs and other resources.
And if you are listening to this on podcast, but you want to see our faces and our reenacting and visuals that go with it, you can rewatch the video of this on YouTube and go to our Instagram, because I will start teasing next week's episode where you can try to guess what we're talking about along with Beth.
To be clear, when she says visuals on this episode, there's no poop visuals.
No, we do have boundaries. It might not seem like it after that story, but we do have the clues that we would like to put up for you to see. So,
yeah. All right. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
See ya.